When I was a much younger man, I believed in this thing called discipline and being disciplined. And I guess I had enough yang, young guy energy into me to be disciplined for a little while. But I discovered something that works a lot better, a lot more fun. It's not as exhausting. It's actually energizing. And that's what we're going to dive into in today's free Neville Goddard podcast episode. My name is Mr. 2020. It is the 16th of March, 7:26 a.m. This is inspired by a post put up by Matt, who's currently in Dream Driven Day. So let's dive in. You can be disciplined or you can be devoted. And I'm not saying discipline is bad or disciplined is bad. I'm saying there's way too much of it in the world. And what happens is that people, when they don't have devotion, they settle for discipline. Here's what I mean by that. By the way, I want you to write something down. If you got a pen, a pencil, a crayon, the inside of your eyelids, war, game, dance. I notice discipline tends to be a lot of war. And I'm inviting you to two new ways of exploring game and dance. WarGameDance.com. After you listen to today's episode, go there. There's a cool little special just for you. WarGameDance.com. So discipline. December 31st, I swam 25 meters, tried not to drown, swam 25 more meters, stood up, and got out of the pool. That was it. End of line. That was December 31st. Today is the 16th of March. I swim 1 kilometer a day, 5 days a week. I never let my feet touch the ground. I've also lost somewhere between 60 and 100 pork chops in weight. Since January 1st, Google has changed the definition of a pork chop. So I can't tell you exactly how many pork chops I've lost. I could tell you how many pounds, but let's get back to that some other time. Discipline. I bet you almost every single day at the pool, I get a comment and another comment. Sometimes they're by the same person. First of all, I get a lot of compliments. My buddy John told me the other day, if I hadn't been coming to the pool every week, I wouldn't recognize you. One of my old lady friends showed up yesterday. I haven't seen her for months. She just looks at me, her head tilts, and she goes, "Wow, you look great. You've lost a ton of weight." Yeah. Then she asked, "Where's my walking stick?" Because I'd been using a walking stick for about a year and a half, walking in and out of the pool for safety reasons. Didn't want to fall, didn't want to re-injure anything. And some days I really needed it. But here's what I get every day, compliments. And pretty much every day I also get some sort of comment about how disciplined I must be. And I tell them, look, I'm not disciplined, I'm devoted. It's sort of like being married. You know, you take a vow. Victoria and I have been married. We met 14 years ago. I guess we got married about 12 years ago. And I took a vow. Right? She's it. And it doesn't take discipline. Think about this. If it took discipline not to sleep with other women, if it took discipline, to not be unfaithful in any way, that would make marriage work. If it took discipline to open up with her, if it took discipline to be with her every day, that would be exhausting, wouldn't it? Maybe that's why a lot of people get divorced. I've had marriages based on discipline. I've built businesses based on discipline. I did fitness based on discipline. It's exhausting long term. Meanwhile, I'm devoted. I want you to think about what shows up when you hear the word devotee? Devoted. Victoria's devoted to her garden. I got on a call the other day with one of my one-on-one people, and we were exploring this, and I said, you realize during this hour, I am 100% devoted to you. Sure, a dog might get on my lap once in a while, and I'll give him a little pet, but the hour is devoted to you. With pleasure. If I had to discipline myself to pay attention to a client, that would be exhausting, wouldn't it? If I had to help people become more disciplined in their lives, that would be exhausting, wouldn't it? I'm not into exhaustion. By the way, I did it as a teenager. Whenever I thought discipline was the way, and I worked out, I got mononucleosis, I shut down for, I don't know, it took me about 3 months to really recover from that. I was a brown belt at the time, gonna test for a black belt. You know, my Shodan first degree black belt in the spring, didn't test till the fall. Knocked me back 6 months, but it gave me a lifetime of, you know what, there's a better way. Be a devotee. Now, let's apply this to manifesting. If you're disciplined to do your sessions every day and you're disciplined in making yourself feel as if it's already happened, wargamedance.com. This is not about a war. This is about a game you get to play and a dance you get to discover. We did, I think it's 3 live calls in that pack. Get them. Wargamedance.com. Because you really get to discover where and how are you at war so you can stop it. Because so many people are teaching war. And war will give you a temporary spike in energy. I'm ignoring 3D reality. Radio. Neville says to disregard the evidence of the senses. You do that by becoming devoted, by being a devotee, by surrendering to, by exploring. I get to discover Victoria every day because I'm devoted to her. I get to fall in love every single day, deeper in love, and explore the love that we are. If this has felt like a war to you at all, if you have ever felt exhausted, we all know what battle feels like. If you've ever had to set up boundaries to protect your feeling at real, or your life, or your relationship, wargamedance.com. That's what I got for today. Because your dreams, your desires matter. You came here with a song to sing, a dance to dance. And people don't sing and dance during wartime. They survive. I don't want you to survive. I want you to soar. Imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. All right, let's be honest. I'm not all that disciplined. I'm not all that disciplined to put up a podcast episode today, put out an email to go swim my 1 kilometer. I'm not all that disciplined. But for some reason, it all happens every single day effortlessly. If you're getting gold from the podcast, dive deeper, soar higher. Wargamedance.com. Wouldn't it be cool to have endless energy? Wouldn't it be cool to have tons more fun? Ease and elegance can be yours. WarGameDance.com. Have a great day. See ya.